Hjertelig velkommen til en liten bonus for deg som hører på Premier League-podcasten. På slutten av forrige uke møtte Brede Hangeland sin tidligere lagkompis I Crystal Palace, Wilfried Zaha, og de tok seg en liten prat om tingenes tilstand for tiden, og den lille praten den kan du ta del I her.
I thought I'd start with telling you something I haven't really told you ever, but in all my time playing football, I've never seen a player with your individual ability. It was just playing against you in training, especially when I was old and slow, was frightening. So when you come up against these defenders in the Premier League, can you sometimes sense the fear in their eyes when you receive the ball?
Sometimes, yeah, like just from their movement, it can be both things. It can be them giving me a yard instantly or them coming very tight. So it shows that, I don't know, you're a bit frantic about what you're going to do to stop me, basically. So yeah, that gives it away.
I can totally relate to that feeling. It must be a general feeling shared among many defenders, I think. But, you know, I've obviously watched all of your games since I left you guys, and it's good to see the team doing well. And I think you, even though you were a terrific player a few years ago when we played together, now I think you've matured, developed even more into the arguably the most important player at Crystal Palace. How do you deal with that? Do you feel pressure in that? Do you have always to deliver or do you cope well with that, do you think?
It's a thing where we're a team, so I don't feel any pressure. I just try and go out there to do my best and hope for the best for you. That's what I can really do. Like if there's a game where I appreciate being seen as the most important player, but I don't tell myself, yeah, I've got to put any pressure on myself or whatever. I just do what I have to do. And if teams feel like I'm the most important player, that will only free up other players in the team. Like this season, as you can see, Jordan scored 8 goals this season. So me being the main thing, that doesn't mean nothing to me. I just go out there and just do what I can for the team.
Yeah, because it seems, you know, when I watch you play or I watch Crystal Palace play, it seems the opposition team is so wary of the threat that you pose. So sometimes there's 2, 3, 4 players surrounding you when you receive the ball, which obviously makes it very difficult for you. But are you comfortable with that because you know that will give someone else more space somewhere else on the pitch?
Yeah, that's fine. Obviously, you know, brother, as you grow, as you get older, you understand your own game better. And it's a thing where I dribble a lot, but at the same time, I've had to learn to release the ball quicker. And obviously, if there's 2, 3 players on me, if I can make up my mind and release it quicker, then that just helps out the team even more because that just leaves massive spaces. Mm-hmm. And so I'm okay with teams putting 2 or 3 players on me because that'll just free up my other teammates and give us more opportunities.
Yeah. So, you're returning to football finally, but it's a long break. Surely the longest break you've ever had in your professional career. How did you feel about that? Was it difficult? How do you keep motivated through 100 days of not playing Premier League football?
It's bizarre, to be honest. It's been weird. But it's a thing where just knowing that, obviously, because we're getting little updates and stuff, because there was a period where it was just like, are we even really going back to football at all? But then, over time, there was more and more updates. And me, the thing that that's kept me motivated is just the fact that I just want to get back on the pitch and play. And knowing that there was a date, after time, there was a date that we will be going back. There's progress. So that's what kept me motivated, man. Like, it's difficult sitting at home. But then when you know that there's a day you're going back to play for, yeah, just like, that's fine. I'll go through whatever days to do that.
Yeah. So, a few games left before the season ends. You're in 11th. What do you think would be a good end of the season? Well, what's your aim as a team? How high do you think you can go? Because it's really tight in the middle of the table there.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't know. I don't like to say how far because I don't know. I feel like we just got to do what we did before we had the break. Just take every game as it comes and try to give our best performance every game. And hopefully we can go higher and higher in the table, really. So I don't want to really jinx ourselves by saying, yeah, we're going to come go into Europe and whatever, you know what I mean? But I feel like we're going at a steady pace, a good pace, and we just need to just start again where we left off.
Mm. You have definitely matured enough, because that's the correct answer, isn't it? So that's the way to go, mate. But let's talk about Saturday then. You go to Bournemouth. I was thinking about this earlier. They're obviously struggling a little bit. They need to win games. They probably want to attack. And it seems like the perfect game for you, doesn't it, in many ways? With if they attack, and then there'll be some space for you. You know, you can run at them and use that fantastic skill. Do you think the same way?
Well, to be honest, what's the point? That will be perfect for me, counter-attack-wise. Because if they want to... They feel like they have to attack, and it's a must-win game for them, because teams are gonna want to make a statement when we come back. No one wants to lose. You know what I mean? So that would be a perfect opportunity for me. If they want to push fullbacks forward and push people forward, then it's fine. Obviously, if we get the opportunity to counter-attack, and obviously Palace are known for that. Do you know what I mean? We sit back. And if we get the opportunity, we just break. So I'm looking forward to Saturday. And seeing how the game goes, man, I'm just looking forward to playing and just delivering my best.
I bet you'll be buzzing, mate. Listen, we look forward to seeing you as well and finally kicking off the season again. Thanks for your time, Wolf. Say hi to all the great guys at Palace, and I hope to see you in person after Corona's finished.
Thank you very much, brother, man. It's been nice speaking to you. And yeah, I will let everyone know.
Take care, buddy. Thanks.
Cheers.